maybe a very difficult place to come to. And you know, I thought they competed very well. They stopped us doing what we like, controlling the game. But what I was really delighted was the way that we showed another side of us. I thought we competed very, very well. By no means a classic, but you get that in a cup game, don't you? And it's all about getting through, you know, into that next round. And, you know, you're now in amongst, you know, the big prizes in there. So that's what it's all about for clubs at our size. You know, that's what you look for. So, you know, we're delighted. That was the main objective before the kick-off today. So we're delighted to get there. And I thought, you know, you show a wee bit of equality, and I thought the first goal that we got from that, the movement, the throw in, the timing of it, and great movement for Dan Smith there, and you know, to come back to his old hunting ground and score a very, very good goal. You know, and David's on the other side of that. David, they're flinging everything at it. You know, they make all their substitutions and they're trying things, and you know, we get a few breaks in the ball, and Martin McNiff plays a wonderful ball through to David, and you know, we get the penalty to seal it. So, you know, it certainly made the last 2 or 3 minutes, you know, a little bit more enjoyable.
It's also a clean sheet as well, considering there's been a few games where we've leaked a few goals. Another 2 clean sheets on the bench, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's another clean sheet today, so, you know, delighted on that. I thought, you know, Mitch, I thought he was outstanding, and with that, I don't mean being too busy. I thought he had a very important save the first half.
When
McStay plays a sloppy ball back in the wee boy, and he's lively, you know, he's very lively, and Mitch was very much up to that challenge, and that's what top players, top goalkeepers do. So, as I said there, I thought to go and get that clean sheet, you know, that's what we're speaking about in there, that it won't always be pretty, and I've harped on about that in the last month where we've maybe not started games, but it's important that you keep yourself in games. So that gives me a sign that the players are learning, you know, and progressing and growing together. So we'll always implement, we'll always want it perfect, they're never ever going to get it, but I think that's a sign of what also good teams do, you know, that they can go there and stay in the mix and grind positive results out, and that's what the cup competition's all about.
What was your view, Stirling, on happy when the penalty came Dylan Bikie?
I think at the, with all due respect, you know, I think the decisions that referees have to make are very, very difficult now. What constitutes a penalty, what doesn't. I'm sure the referee and the linesman were in a better position than anybody was in that technical area. And some go for you, some don't. You know, we could have had the same claim with Kieran Duffy down the other end there. So, does things balance themselves? I've no idea. But, you know, I thought Lloyd handled the game very, very well. And his assistants. So, as I said there, you know, we can all huff and puff about, you know, maybe decisions not going your way or results going your way. But, you know, I don't think that was a defining moment in the game.
Good.
Is it more of a local game today and slightly larger travelling support from last year?
I thought the fans were absolutely terrific, and I thought they were herding numbers today. So, you know, looking forward to see, you know, what the oncoming draw brings, and hopefully it's one that will be a fantastic day out for the fans again.
Good, Danny, well done.